Amid the ongoing battle to install a union at Palermo's Pizza in Milwaukee, the AFL-CIO has issued a report. The labor coalition says the pizza maker has received $26 million in subsidies from the city of Milwaukee and state agencies like the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation over the last 6 years. But union researcher Julie Farb-Blaine says it isn't clear if the company has met its job creation commitments.
So the questions remain. Has Palermo's lost jobs since qualifying for a job creation tax credit program? Has the company claimed and been awarded tax credits for jobs that may or may not still exist? Will the company be held accountable and made to reimburse the WEDC if this is the case? There are clawback provisions, but there's no way to know if they're being enforced.
Democratic State Representative Sandy Pesch says a lot of information has been blacked out on a disclosure report form Palermo's has submitted to the state.
We're talking about taxpayer dollars, and this is what we get. This is the accountability that we get for taxpayer dollars.
Palermo's marketing director, Chris Dresselhaus, says his company has fulfilled its job creation commitment to the state. He says union concerns about wages being lower than promised are wrong.
And it's regrettable that some have chosen to try to manipulate statistics in order to create a new chapter in revisionist history.
Unions are asking the legislature's Joint Audit Committee to take a closer look at the Palermo situation during a Madison hearing tomorrow about the doings of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.